Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of Grecian's Gossip. And we're back to full strength again for the first time in a little while. I've got David Byram,
hello,
Jamie Hawkins, hello, and Dan Clark.
Hello.
Plenty to cover, so let's crack on. A couple of excellent back-to-back away wins for City, but Grimsby were the most recent one, 1-0 away win. David, you're up there for us. What type of game was it, and do you think City merited the points?
It wasn't a classic, to be honest. Grimsby saw a lot of the ball, and they were a lot more spirited than you'd think for a side who hadn't won in, 13 games at the time, I think it's now 14 games. They controlled the ball quite well, but lacked the cutting edge, and City sort of just kept them at arm's length and had one shot on target, a penalty they scored from it. Grimsby had a penalty of their own they missed, and I think everyone went home satisfied if the game didn't live long in the memory.
Mm. Quite interesting comment from Jake Taylor, I think it was, wasn't it, talking about how he'd been booked by the referee earlier in the season. Was it earlier this season?
Yeah. So at Crawley, actually, he'd been booked for diving. And at the time, I thought it was a little harsh, but he did go down rather acrobatically. And the ref was the same ref as at Grimsby on Saturday, and he said, "I've booked you for diving earlier in the season," before the game even started, which I thought was an interesting comment to make.
Yeah, absolutely.
So when he went down injured, it's all here and there, or injured for the penalty, as we heard in the audio later, he said he thought he was going to get booked again, but thankfully the ref gave it the right way this time.
Yeah, Jamie, what did you? I mean, I know you weren't at the game, but I mean, what a useful win for City that was.
Yeah, absolutely. After a great win at Crewe as well, I think. I don't know, I think the mood was sort of a bit down after the Mansfield game before, you know, losing at home for the first time in a while. Didn't play particularly well. And to lose against one of your promotion rivals is always a bit disheartening. But they bounced back in style, albeit with the most dramatic of finishes you'll see at Crewe. And then to go to a team that, you know, we're struggling without a manager, you're looking at 3 points, but it's always a potential banana skin, I suppose, when you sack a manager, that the team seemed to do well. From what I gathered, it wasn't a great game, didn't play as well as we have for a lot of the season, but at this stage of the season, it's just about 3 points, isn't it? Result first, performance second, and you know, it's another sign of getting an early goal and seeing the game out, as you did for a lot of the start of the season, particularly at home, which shows a great resiliency. A few changes as well. And it was just a great result. Like I said, the performance is second for me at the moment. It really doesn't matter when you're at this stage of the season. You just want to get the points on the board. And, escaped that run of hard games playing teams. I think it was like 5 of the top 9 in a row or something like that. And now you're looking at the fixtures, Chesterfield on Saturday, and you've got Yeovil coming up, Carlisle as well, home games as well. So it's looking pretty strong at the moment.
Mm. I guess the other thing, Dan, is that results seem to have gone City's way as well, particularly with Tuesday night games.
Yeah, you sort of look at it and you sort of, particularly with Saturday, when you're sort of seeing City hanging on, but grinding out a 1-0 win in a tricky-ish away game, not really playing at their best, and sort of looking around and seeing, everyone else sort of just dropping points in that you'd never expect, Sort of Wickham somehow managing to lose at home to Morecambe and concede 4 goals in the process, and also it was the fact that sides behind them, they weren't winning either. They were dropping points left, right, and centre. That means that City, I think they're sort of 5 or 6 points ahead of the sides in 8th and 9th, and they've got 2 games in hand on them as well. So even if this next few games doesn't go as well as we might expect City to do, then they need to pick up a couple of draws maybe anything, they're still going to be in the playoffs, and that's sort of, they've given themselves a, you know, a bit of breathing space, and, you know, to look over their shoulder. A couple of weeks ago, we were sort of seeing, you know, City, how important it was they'd just snuck back into seventh ahead of eighth, even though there's a long way to go. And in the space of just a couple of weeks, it's suddenly gone from being on the edge of the playoffs to comfortably inside them, with gaps, with points and games in hand. And, you know, I think it's looking, if they win their, you know, they've got their games in hand, if they win them, they'll go, you know, third in the table. So it's back entirely in their own hands, really. And, you know, there isn't really anyone, perhaps other than Accrington, who at the moment, you know, are on a run of form. Then no one's putting, you know, back-to-back wins together, and it's sort of all bunching up. So, if you, you know, particularly with the fixtures that Exeter have got coming up, you know, three comfortable home games, and then Port Vale and Morecambe away, you'd be looking at that and you'd sort of say, well, you'd want minimum 10 points out of 15, if not much more, which is, you know, you probably would want more than that and expect more than that. And all of a sudden, it's gone from, you know, a couple of weeks ago saying, just make sure you finish seventh, get in the playoffs, go from there. You've got a realistic, you know, chance of getting into the top three and getting that automatic promotion spot as well.
Mm. And there's the added complexity now, Steve Evans leaving Mansfield as well. You know, how will that affect them in their running?
Oh, yeah. Course. Has he taken up? Did he get a new job?
Peterborough.
I thought it was. Yeah, it still seemed to happen so quickly. I wasn't sure if I could believe my eyes, but yeah, there we go. Nothing really surprises me with Steve Evans, to be honest.
They were one of the sides who were actually putting the runner forms together. Obviously, they won at St James's Park last week and looked to be one of the better sides we'd actually seen there this season. So, you know, it puts them in an issue. They've got to find a new manager. You never know. You know, it might take them a week or so to get the right man in for that one, and then he's got to put his own stamp and style on the players, and, you know, it might lift them, it might knock them backwards, and all of a sudden, that, you know, you might be thinking, you know, they're not quite the side people were expecting them to. Wickham, another one, they would put the run together, but back-to-back home defeats, and they're sort of on the slide a little bit as well. So it's been a really good week for City, and could be, you know, next week could be even better if they get the wins we think they can do. Mm.
Yeah, it's definitely not the timing you'd want if you're a Mansfield fan, is it? Certainly for all of that. Just talking about run-ins and games, David, you were using this that predictor, weren't you, for the come the end of the season. I mean, do you want to talk to us a bit just about that, and also to what you concluded might happen?
Well, I mean, it's available to everyone to use on our site, and it's really good an idea of getting an idea of other teams' run-ins as well. And on paper, City do have the easiest area. I think Luton have got to play Accrington, and I think Mansfield as well, actually. So, you know, they've got a tough run themselves. They're top of the league, but, you know, they've slipped up against Cheltenham, which could prove decisive now. And, I mean, I did it myself. I was perhaps a little harsh on City. I think I had them dropping points against Carlisle, losing to Lincoln and Accrington. So, I was trying to be quite harsh on City. I had them finishing 3 points off the title, but in fourth place. So it could end up being a really tight end for the season. You know, I think the average actually predicted place amongst fans, who perhaps, you know, might be a little easier on City, I don't know. But you know, I think the average out of the ones I saw was about 2.7, which obviously, you know, would be second or third, which would give them automatic promotion. And you'd probably take that. You know, some fans have them winning the league, which, you know, it's entirely possible now that we've seen Luton stumble a little and they've got, and we look at their running, and a couple of fans have them finishing outside the playoffs. So, you know, it's a really interesting gadget to use and sort of see how you think it can pan out, because it's all well and good saying, oh, I think City will win this game, I think City will win that game, but, you know, as you can see, it's about what other teams are doing as well. Mm.
Jamie, Dan, have you two used it as well?
Yeah, I think I and most people, I think, had Luton to win the league. I was very generous on them. I got them to hit 100 points.
Oh, wow.
Very generous. Yeah. But yeah, I had, I think my top three was Wickham and Accrington. I think I had City fourth. But again, this day is just missing out, so it really could go to the last game or two. I think I had City only to lose couple more games of the season. I think you've got tricky trips to Lincoln and Accrington coming up. So that could be quite crucial in the automatic promotion race. But yeah, I think the top seven was pretty much similar to what it is now. I think got City to play Coventry in the playoffs, which could be good. But yeah, I didn't have many points separating the top seven, so it just shows how close it is, really. I think there's a slightly bit of a gap forming outside of the playoffs now, although Coventry had picked up a massive win at Wickham on Tuesday night, which dragged them back into the race. So yeah, it's fascinating, really, going through every game, because it's so hard to call. League Two, it's just, I keep saying it, it's cliche, but anyone can beat anyone. Mm-hmm. I mean, no one would have seen Morecambe score four goals at Wickham on Saturday, so it's going to be fascinating. Yeah.
Yeah, Dan, do you use it?
I actually had City finishing second in the table, but I think there was about 4 points three or four points between them and sixth or seventh. So, sort of, it would be a very interesting and exciting last day of the season, and very nerve wracking if there's sort of about six teams all battling over two spots. I think I had City on about 81, 82 points at the end of the season and finishing second, and then about four other teams on 80 points afterwards. So very much in. I'd also had Luton winning the league and probably quite comfortably, actually.
That seems to be in the consensus.
In the end, it looked like, sort of perhaps, maybe a bit harder on other sides than, teams dropping points when you might not expect them to, because everyone does. But I did have City second, but only just, and it shows that there's still a long way to go, I get, in the season, and lots of big games involving sides at the top of the division, and then also sides at the bottom of the division suddenly start fighting for their lives and picking up points you they have never done all season. But once it comes to April and May, all of a sudden say away to Barnet or Chesterfield, all of a sudden becomes a lot trickier trip than it would have done earlier in the season, because they know they have to win or they're down.
Mm, horrible games those, aren't they? Yeah. You've got to go away and play tons to that. Well, David, you caught up with Paul Tisdale, didn't you? I don't know if he's used the Devon Live League 2 predictor or not, but did you ask him? Or?
No, unfortunately not.
Okay, missed a trick there. But anyhow, you caught up with him. Let's hear what he had to say.
A very different performance to the game on Tuesday at Crewe, but equally as important, and another 3 points, so 6 points on the road this week. We feel pretty pleased with ourselves.
You said a very different win and a different performance, because Grimsby Town gave you a real contest today.
They did. I mean, they deserve something today. If you're neutral watching the flow of the game, you'd say they deserve something. But we got our noses in front, just about kept it when they missed their penalty, and then we just dug in. It was it's a sort of performance again. Whereas Tuesday was something that gives you confidence going forward, today gives you confidence because we just defended so well and just were so sort of resilient and determined and made life very difficult for them. I mean, they played really well today, and Paul Wilkinson had them really geared up, and they had some good play about them. But they were so, I said to them afterwards, they were so so keen and eager to do things, they probably didn't take a deep breath when they needed to. And that was probably the difference. We'd probably just had that sort of, I suppose, confidence where we are, and we'd able just to do the basics one step after the next, and we managed to hold on. There were some big sort of defensive performances there, especially second half. So really pleased.
You talk about the defensive performances. Jaden Stockley is effective in one box, but today he was equally effective in the other.
I don't think it's just today. I think he's done that regularly. I think we're job specific when it comes to set pieces, and he's got his job to do like all the others have, and he did it well today.
The penalties you touched on, your view on both of them?
Well, the referee, by and large, did very well today. I honestly can't. I'm not skirting the point. From where I stand, it's very hard to see that you always have a better view than me. And the referee sees what he sees, and he gives it both ends. And he gave one for us and one for them. So there we are. That's what matters. What the referee gives.
At this stage of the season, with the result and the performance, is that typical of this stage of the season? Sometimes you've got to win in a battling kind of way.
It's all about the points, and we were focused today, and we got the points.
6 points on the road now this week. It's equally important to carry these results forward into the home games.
Yeah, I mean, halfway through the season we discussed the differences between the home and away form and results, and we've instantly, since that point, we've got 3 wins from our last 4 away games. So hopefully that's a sign of things to come. We can add that and keep our home form going. We'll be in with a good opportunity at the end of the season.
And finally from me, you were backed again by another terrific following, just as you were on Tuesday night. Just a word for those supporters.
Yeah, again, I saw on the social media this morning how far the journey was to get here. I mean, we just sort of sit on our coach and sort of switch off, but for those people making that journey, it was a terrific journey to make. So thank you to all of those, and the guy that was stood there with that shirt on at the end, thank you very much. And are you sure? Because it was cold today, we need to get him looked at. The rest of them, thank you very much for coming, and please follow us again, keep coming.
Well done today.
Thank you very much.
Paul, you're seeing pleased as well with the lack of chances they had when you went down to their men as well.
Yeah, I thought we did that really well. Lloyd James came on and did superbly well. He actually, he's played right back numerous times in the past, especially for Southampton. He does it very well. So he was a good fit to come on. And then we obviously changed it for the last 5 minutes with Jordan Story coming on. But I thought we did really well with 10 men. Just did right across the board. We did the basics pretty well today. When it came to the penalty boxes, we did what mattered. And Troy Brown made that hook out in the last minute. That's one thing I couldn't see. The ball's bounced in there. I'm thinking it's a goal for them, and he's managed to get his toe on the end of it. So that's what it's all about.
Right, that was Paul Tisdale there. So Chesterfield coming up this weekend. Still have a kind of run of 3 games at St James's Park. What I'm almost curious about is, after 2 excellent away wins and a slightly disappointing home result, have City done a bit of a role reversal, do we think? You know, suddenly addressed, you know, their home form has been so strong recently. Have they suddenly found some away form and are they going to have a wobble at home now, do we think, at all?
I wouldn't go that far. I think, you know, Mansfield were a good side and they played well and they deserved to win. And, you know, a game like that is always in the balance, isn't it? You know, you can win that or lose that. And you know, I think everyone was a bit disappointed with the manner in which the game was lost, because City didn't really create that many chances. In fact, you know, you could probably play that as an exact opposite of the Grimsby game a week later, really, in the fact that Grimsby had a lot of the ball like City did, but didn't create many chances themselves. So I think it's these 3 games coming up now. You know, it's Chesterfield, Carlisle and the Oval, and it's those 3 games that City should be looking to win. And I think then we'll sort of find out how strong City's form is. And I think it is a really important period with, you know, I think Jamie worked out last week, it's 7 games in March. So you know, win these 3 games, get off to a flyer, and who knows what can happen. Mm.
Jamie, from a City fans' perspective, are they heading into Saturday's game? Are they going to be nervy at all given the Mansfield result, or is that in the past, do you think? And
yeah, I think a lot of football's been played since then, a lot of travelling, 2 games. But it's Chesterfield who, I think when the two sides last played in October, November time, they were bottom of the league, I think, and Jack Lester had just come in as manager, club legend. And I wasn't at the game, but it sounded like they deserved to win that game 1-0. And, you know, they picked up a bit after then, and now I think they've dragged themselves back into it, but they won the last game, so they've got that big confidence boost, of course. So it's going to be a tricky game, actually, and harder than some people might think. And a game that, you know, can't really see too many goals, could be a scrappy one. But I would hope they haven't got the Mansfield game in their mind, because the home form has been pretty good so far. I think that was the first home loss in quite a few matches. I think we had like six or seven home wins in a row, something like that. So you've got to be looking at 3 points. It's just going to be difficult, obviously, the pitch the way it is at the moment, and with what the forecast is going to be like over the next couple of days, who knows what state it's going to be in come Saturday. So that will make it difficult to play, of course. But yeah, I think there'll be a lot of confidence among the players, especially after the last 2 away wins. And but you know, there is that fear that, you know, a team fighting for their lives at the bottom of the league will put in a a great performance, as we said, with Morecambe at Wickham on last Saturday.
Dan, what kind of points return do you think City have to be looking at from these three home games?
I think you probably start with, you want six or seven, I think. You've got to win at least two of them, I think, and then, you know, a draw in the other one is probably the minimum requirement, realistically. I mean, you can sort of say that Chesterfield obviously had a good win last week. They are fighting for their lives down at the bottom, but they're in the relegation zone, and we've played, what, two-thirds of the season, probably more than that by now, and that gives you a bit of an indicator as to actually how good they are. And over this course of the season, they have been one of the worst two sides in the division. They've been good at home, but it's the away form that struggled on them. So you'd be looking at that and going, okay, you'd expect to win that game, even if, you know, because City are a better side than them. I guess the same with the Yeovil, you know, game in a couple of weeks as well. They're another side, you know, down at the bottom of the league, not been in the greatest form. Again, it's been their home form that's, you know, been where they've been picking up points, and you'd expect, you know, even though City were pretty poor at Huish Park just before Christmas, and have actually struggled against Yeovil in recent years, despite being the better side, to pick up points against them. Obviously, a dramatic comeback last year, but they were 3-0 down after 88 minutes, and you're never going to come back from that again, almost, so to speak. So, you know, recent records suggest Yeovil are a side City struggles against, but you'd still think they are much better and should beat them. And, you know, Carlisle are picking up a little bit of form at the moment, but they're not quite the side that they were last season when we had those dramatic playoff games. So you'd think that they're beatable as well. So, you know, it's 9 points isn't entirely unrealistic. It's, you know, perfectly possible. But you'd probably go 6-7 points minimum, and try and win all three if you can. But if you come away with 7 points, I think, you know, City aren't going to drop anywhere in the league, and they're going to probably move, you know, up to about, you know, maybe third or fourth in the table, and, you know, give themselves a great chance of, you know, getting into the top three.
Mm. Yeah, I know, 6-7 to that, you'd have thought they'd be pretty happy with it. I mean, we also got a question from Anthony Beveridge. Thanks for the question, Anthony. He asked, will the next three games define the season and where City finish? David, three games? I mean, is that a bit much, or do you think they really could have a bearing on things?
It's a difficult one, really. I think, you know, you probably won't gain a lot from these three games. If City win these three games, you won't know if they're going to be in promotion places or anything like that. And, you know, at the end of the season, if City finish top three, we're not going to look back on, oh, wow, it was those wins over Chesterfield, Carlisle and Yeovil that really defined the season. But at the same time, you know, you look back, you know, you get to the end of the season, the City in the playoffs, or, you know, God forbid, City have dropped out of the top seven altogether. You could look, and you look back at these three games, and you think, oh, well, the drop points at Chesterfield, Carlisle and Yeovil, that could, you know, that's come back to haunt City. So I think I think it could be season defining for the wrong reasons if the games don't go well in a way. But you know, I think it's an important run of games, but, you know, you won't really know how they've impacted City's season till after them, really, I think.
Mm. Do we know much about how Tizzy's going to line things up, and is anyone coming back in, or any into contention?
Well, Kane Wilson suspended after his red card against Grimsby, but Pierce Sweeney should actually be fit for that. By all accounts, he sort of just had to prove his fitness before he can pull this out. Sounded pretty confident about him doing that. But apart from that, I can't really see too many changes. You know, they were solid against Grimsby, and I think that's what Porthes have really looked for in a side this season. So I think we could see it as is.
Much for muchness. Okay, predictions. Jamie, what are you thinking?
Yeah, like you said, I'm thinking a scrappy encounter. I'm going to go for 1-0 City win.
City, Dan.
I can't see City not winning this game. 2-0 to the Grecians.
Oh, I was going to go 2-0, so I'll go 2-1.
2-1 then. All right, well, three wins out of three, so let's keep our fingers crossed. Right, well, thanks very much for joining us, everyone, and we'll catch you next week.